Hello guys! Oh my god, I just feel emotional. I feel emotional right now because I'm leaving. Hi guys, it's your favorite podcast in the building. What's up, New Lab Podcast again? How you're doing? Welcome to another episode on What's Up, New Lab Podcast. My name is Didi. Now let me tell you, in fact, let me reintroduce myself now that I'm leaving. My name is Chidiogo, the Igbo version, the name I was born with. But through association with the Yoruba people, now I'm called Oluwaloni Didi. Ooh. That is my full name. That is my full Yoruba name and my full Yoruba identity. So address me by Oluwaloni Didi. So my gang and I, we're here again to feed your ears, bring more gist, and we are bringing something hot to your table today. It's going to be one long ass, very mad, funny conversation. But of course, I'm not going to be here alone. I've got the gang with me. Everybody say hi.
Yo, what's up, everybody? So just like Didi has introduced herself properly and fully, I think it's time for me to introduce myself properly and fully too. So the full name goes thus, Akimbo. Akimbo Akintunde. Let me just go with that. So that's me, Scott. What's up, everybody?
You need to say just Scott.
Yeah, even when you were given the opportunity, you flunked it. Please. Hello everyone, my name is Farida, aka Fari Foro, and I'm back in the studio recording with my faves. Over to Teo.
Hi guys, this is Teo to be your favorite guy. Should I go with my full name as well? I don't know. Let me follow the trends. This is Oluwa to be Oloro, you know, wealth. To be wealth. And Teo to the BI.
So guys, today's episode, we will be talking about love and everything emosh. You know, when you said, I said I was emosh, and it's because there's a lot of feelings in the building, there's a lot of feelings in the studio, and we're all feeling love, and we're just thinking the biggest sacrifices we've ever done because of love, and some of the stupid things we have done, some of the very nice things that we have also done for people, and some of the things that people have done for us. We were talking about sacrifice for love. Hey guys, so apparently I told them that I've never been in love. I don't know. I honestly can't like say I've actually felt that thing that to say, okay, it's, I feel loved at this. Okay, well, I have thought, I've had moments where I felt like this person actually loved me and everything. But for me, I've not been in love with anybody yet, probably because I'm yet to know what love is about. I don't know, some certain reason. So for me, I have not made any sacrifice for love, but everyone is going to tell you their story and tell you how they've made sacrifices for their love. So we'll be starting with Scott. He's right beside me, and
why me? Farida is right beside you.
Farida is father. I won't start with my right.
Yeah.
So from my right, right. It seems right.
Wow. God, I beg. Oh, okay. So my biggest sacrifice is God. Where do I start from? So I've done quite a lot of things out of love. I'm talking about my past relationship, my past love life. So let me just start with this. Back then, I was not even in university yet. So she was already a student. So whenever she comes home, I'm like, I'm on this baby's home. Let me just do one or two for her. Sometimes I risk cooking out of my normal, I cook for my parents. So after cooking for my parents, I will just portion half and they must not know. After portioning the half, I just carry on. Sharply, I don't care, I'm going to give this babe, spend some time with her, 10, 15 minutes, and I rush back home before anyone notices at home. So those ones, I do that one on a regular, steady. I was doing it almost every time she comes back.
No!
Why are you surprised?
You know how they say babes cook for you?
Why are you surprised? I'm not done yet. So that's what I said. That's just nice, one of the things. Yeah. So let me just say, the biggest yet is, okay, so this one, when I found out that she actually has PCOS, that's polycystic ovarian syndrome. So when I found out, there was this time she needed to do some tests, she needed to do some things. And I wasn't financially capable of handling the situation at that point. So I went normally I don't like putting my relationship life out there except for people that are very close to me. Even my siblings at that point, they never really knew what was happening. So because of that issue, I had to like reach out to my brother, like, guy, so thing is happening, this is what was happening. And funny enough, after I narrated everything, shockingly for me, my brother gave me some money to assist her with. So that was like the biggest.
Oh my god, this is so emotional. We're crying. We cry. Oh my
god.
Farida, Farida, what are we doing with our life?
We are having a meeting. You guys are spoons.
I want the spoon, though. I'm not just a spoon.
Oh, wow. This is one of the most.
How about you, bitch?
I think he's a capital ME. Like, you guys. Give it up for Scott. Just put your hands together for him. This is so amazing. Wow, I'm still wowed. I did not expect this. Thank God you spoke first, because I think he will not speak. He will not say it. He will be like, he does not have any sacrifice. Parry that to you. Give your best.
Hold on. First, we're talking about, like, you don't know if you've been in love. Yeah. I would say at the time, I probably felt like I was in love. To me, love is a decision. Like, in that moment, I want to stay. Or I like this person, and I've decided I'm going to stay with this person. Okay. So at that point, I was in love. Or I chose to be in love with that person. Or with the idea of who that person was at the time. Even if they ended up being dickheads, you know. So yeah, there was a time this particular person that was this, he was my first boyfriend in uni, first boyfriend ever. He used to smoke and he was squatting with someone then with one of his friends, and I think the mother of his friend that was squatting him caught him smoking and chased him out of the house, right? And then he didn't have money to move things and to, you know, transport himself. She had to leave that house basically and to, you know, settle himself out. I had, I think, about 10,000 naira in my account, and I gave him everything. Like, not everything, I just left some for myself.
How much did you give him?
I can't remember exactly, either 5k or 6k, I can't remember exactly, but I know that it was half, what was left, about either half or more, a little bit above half. So what I had left was not enough for me to. The next time I had what I then when I was in year one, I used to apportion my money, you know, till my next allowance date, and I was not going to get my next allowance until 2 weeks time. So I had just like 4,000 naira to, you know, manage myself
for two fucking weeks.
That is the most stupid thing I've ever done in my life. I'm not going to say that, and I would never. I would never, yes, number one, it wasn't worth it. And number two, it was irrational. You should never put someone else above yourself. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm telling everyone, it doesn't matter who it is. Like, don't put anyone above yourself. Do you understand? Especially if it's someone that is not worth it, that would not do the same for you. Or that someone that turns out, you know, to not be worth it.
I'm of the opinion that varies. And like you say, don't put anyone above yourself.
Especially because I am someone, actually then I was always continually
putting people above myself.
Like, okay. It wasn't just him, it was in friendships, it was
a lot of things.
So many things, even a friendship.
I would say,
a friendship that I recently broke off. I don't even want to go into that. Maybe when you talk about friendships, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I noticed that it was always me always giving. I was always giving. She call, if I said borrow, in my chat list, there was a lot. Borrow me 2K. Borrow me 5K. Borrow me 10K. Always. Sometimes I would say, I have just 5K left. Let me give you 3K. I have just 6. I was like, I keep giving myself to people. Like, even if they are worth it, you should not. At some point, you need to start treating yourself.
Set boundaries.
Take care of yourself too. Do you understand? So that's just what I'm trying to say. That's something I have learned over time. That's why now I'm actually quite selfish. It's not like I'm trying to be bad to you. It's okay to be selfish. It's okay to set boundaries. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the most stupid things I've done. Okay, recently, I would not say that I was in love with this one, but we were in a talking stage-ish.
Yeah.
Right. we're in a talking stage-ish, and then we're just chilling in his room, and then suddenly he says, oh, I feel like eating Chinese rice.
Ha!
Ha! Awkward. He says, I feel like eating Chinese rice. This guy just says, I feel like eating Chinese rice. I was like, okay. Okay, so he says, oh, I'm going to send a certain amount of money to it. He wasn't very open about his finances, but I knew.
Just to tell you guys, this is the man speaking. He's telling Farida to send him money
yes,
for the Chinese rice.
The guy asked me to send him money for the Chinese rice. Yeah. That he is craving, you know, not me, by the way. So, yeah. And I was like, I was very confused. I had an inkling that he didn't have enough money. Like, he doesn't have money, like, generally. He doesn't have a job. I have a job. He doesn't have a job. And I was like, what was there? It's just food anyways. Like, was there, actually? And I sent the money. And then he comes again, not like 5 minutes, not up to 5 minutes. He goes, oh, the money is not going to be enough. I should send some more.
He asked Farida to send some more money to that 5,000.
Did you send it?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I sent it. I was like, okay, all right. You guys, that's the most... fucked up, baffling, irritating situation that I've ever been in.
Oh yeah.
And the next day I had to tell the guy, don't ever fucking do this again. It's not the fact that it's not like I cannot afford the money or I can't give you, or I can't buy it. It's just come straight and say, I want you to buy this for me. Don't try to take advantage of me. The fact that I have it, he knows I have money. If he doesn't have money, he's not going to ask me. Do you understand? He's not going to ask me. And don't try to play games or tricks, because you know I'm not going to like embarrass you. It was his roommates were there, and obviously I didn't want to say anything. I was like, okay, I can always treat this later. I can even ask him for my money back later, but I don't have to do that. So I was like, don't ever try this nonsense. And I sent him a list of 30 things I hate about him. And I was like, so this is where we draw the curtains on whatever it is that is going on. You guys will not believe this guy says, oh, so we're no longer dating. I was like, we were never dating.
It's the audacity for
you. Are very audacious. Nigerian, you the lag. That's why I said, run away from you, lag men.
I said
you the lag boys. I ring it every day.
Can I have the mic now? Is it okay? You've had enough of your story.
Run away from
now, we should move on. Oh, well, I don't know who you guys are meeting, because maybe there's something you guys need to do, because this is Scott here, you know what Scott is doing, we can testify to his ministry, so you should, when you want to pray to God, you know, it's like, God, somebody like Scott.
No, I have men on
there,
I'm not telling you.
So that's fine, and we are about sacrifice of love, man, it's crazy. I think I have one, but I don't know what I did it for. Maybe before it was infatuation or something, I don't know. But I did something very crazy and stupid, very funny.
Okay, what did
you do? Did it back in year 2017. That was when we were trying to try jump. So my big mom, my dad's elder sister, was transferred to a place in Oyo State. Is our husband is a pastor. So their new church, like the biggest church in that town, Baptist. So they're like, okay, since I'll be writing that, I felt like I should go and spend the whole holiday and prepare for a jam with them, right? So I got there. The place is like very far, like it's a remote village. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a remote village. So I got there. I said, so they're like, they have another town, a neighboring town that they used to buy stuff. Like the town doesn't have a filling station, no bank, no big market. So if you want to get grocery, you have to go to the other town. All of that, you have to. So when I was there, like they had one car like that, they have a bus and they have a bike. So, but me, I don't know how to like ride anything. I don't know how to drive. I don't know how to ride. So they're like, I'm the only guy at home. So it's only the pastor that will go out, and they had all these mission boys, all these boys in the choir that comes to help. So most of the time when you want to buy, I'll wait for those guys to come and take me outside. So there was not a day I wanted to go and buy jam pass questions. So I was going outside. I waited for one of those boys. Like, yeah, come take me out. So the guy took me on the bike. He went to the neighboring town. to buy passcodes. Just as I was coming, a girl just flagged me. Like, hey, like, what's this one? Who is this one? Then she said, where did I get that pass question? I like, yeah, I told her. I'm even a stranger. Yeah, I don't know why I should be telling you things. So we shall strike a conversation from there and we exchange contacts. So I started talking to this babe, and this guy used to carry me to this babe. So I would leave. We leave home like to go and talk to this babe. And there was a time we were doing fasting and prayer. After I break our fast.
Oh my God!
So after I break our fast, I go out to this girl. But then she used to tell me like she's an Igbo girl. But then their deeper life. You know how crazy deeper life used to be. And she used to tell me about how wicked her parents are. And her sister, like, she's telling me that, see, they should not meet you here. If they meet you in this job, that's the end. I'm like, don't worry. So then, I used to wait for that boy. That boy and I decided to go to school. So there's actually nobody that will be taking me there. So I have to, like, ride bike. And sometimes to get bike is very, very difficult. So it's not my pay. So when I was there, they've been telling me at home to learn how to ride bike. But then, so the first time I tried to learn how to ride bike, I had a minor accident. So since then, I didn't try again. So they're telling me that I have to ride bike, and you're the only guy in the house. Whenever I want to buy something, whenever I want to go out, I should be able to take us out. So then this girl was like, I think you should learn how to ride bike. So I also learned how to ride bike. So because of that, I learned how to ride bike. And after the whole process, 2 weeks, and I could ride bike. So I decided that, this is my girl. Let me go and show her that I cannot ride bike. So, you know what, someone that just practicing, I should stay within my area, local area. So I went to this, like 7 kilometers, 8 kilometers away. So as I was going, I saw that the pastor on the way, Toby! I'm like, that's the mobile. So I went there, I got there, and I saw that babe outside, fine babe. I like, hey, this girl has shop up me because of 2 weeks I had not come. I know that was her sister. They look so. And I has been like, be telling me about the sister that Toby, don't ever, not let this sister see you. So I was like, me, I just waited from back when she came out. came out my Jessica in that, babe.
This is my new
ride. So this was like, was cutting eyes for me. Like, bro, what? I don't enter this one. Fuck shit. So the lady was like, what do I want? I was like, I'm a regular customer here. But then she used to attend to me. I want her to attend to me.
Did they sell something?
Yeah, she said something. She sell provisions and that. So I was like, I want her to attend to me. They're like, so I said, what do you want here? That voice was getting crazy. I said I used to buy something here, but she knows how I used to buy them. So I wanted her to attend to me. Oh my, that's what the auntie. I thought she moved closer to me. Never in your life come. Oh, she changed it for me that day. I was so embarrassed, like, fuck. Because I was shocked, this babe, I didn't write it.
That
is shocked. Oh, bro, that day was crazy for me. She was so embarrassed, like, she embarrassed me, And the babe couldn't talk. She was just cutting her from behind. I wanted her to corroborate my story that, she used to buy something here. I would just have bought something, but then she was just cutting eyes for me. I don't know how that old lady knew. Like, never in your life. Chase me. I just carry my bike. I went back with embarrassment. That was the last time I saw her. I just went to today's no good. So that's my own story and sacrifice I made, risking. I risked my life going that far, and my embarrassment. It's painful. That's my story.
Hopefully, love locates me one day, but I don't hope to have this very bad
experience.
Oh,
the only sacrifice I also have for love is, I don't know, flying planes.
Let's go.
Let me be scared of. I'm scared of heights. You understand? Those kind of, you understand? Like, please. Or maybe, if they're going to block my account for the kind of money that you send.
But funny,
the kind of money that you send, that EFCC will be chasing me. That's the kind of sacrifice.
But the funny thing is that you have sacrifices you've made for people. And there are sacrifices people have made for you that you never...
about sacrifices that people made for you.
For us.
Because if this episode should come out, and Well, I don't want to get into this. I shouldn't go. Because I'm the villain of this story.
Are you serious?
So let's go to another one.
We are not going to talk about it.
I'm the villain of this story. I should have my own story. Yeah.
Hello.
Nice. So it actually happened in secondary school, right? And there was this babe, and no, I think there was a mixed up, right? There was another person I saw, and there was another person I got the number. So I got a wrong number actually. So and the baby actually was tripping already, and I thought it was that baby I saw her picture, and not knowing that she was not giving. So the day I went to see her, and I realized that I went to see her, I also saw that baby coming. Like, sorry, are you the one I'm waiting for? Somebody else? Because this is what I'm waiting for. And the crazy moment, like, I went with my brother. No, I'm going with your brother. I want to show you my baby today. You know,
honestly, you how horrible.
If anyone should listen to this episode, you probably remember. I took it, let's go. You see my baby today, and we got there. And when he was laughing, he walked. Oh, well, that is how to, very skinny, and I'm like, God.
Oh,
you know, for me to ask her that, are you the person I'm waiting for? So I don't know about this, like, actually. I'm like, God. So to another person that I saw, and there was a mistake, I don't know how. And so we actually, like, after that we had an appointment so that we're going to meet. So but then what happened was I was disappointed with what I saw. But then I couldn't tell her to her face that more, you know, fine.
There was no similarities between the picture you saw and the person you saw.
The Mr. Was like, they have the same name. Yeah, they bear the same name. But that, so I saw. Secondary school days were to go days. They were in the same class. They were in the same class, the same school.
To go era.
So then I like met that one on to go. I started talking.
Okay, so the same first name.
So yeah, so the same first name.
Okay.
So the same. So
you started texting the same first.
So I don't know. I collected the wrong person number. So I started talking to that one on phone. I've not heard that person's voice before. Oh, I only saw her picture. I shouted on to go. So I started talking to that on phone. And she has an angelic voice. To be very honest, the face and the voice. With that voice, I was kind of prepared. How much she's going to be an angel for me. My sister had the voice on phone. Like, this is it. So me on the day of the unveiling. And we have gone into love, like you've talked, you know, entered, so and it just meant to see. And even they were meant to see, my dad was going out with my uncle-in-law, and they're like, I don't even know how I was, could even overhear that conversation. I like, no, we'll see today. She told me where I was to come meet her. So I like, and I told my dad, if you're going, you know, drop me. And I want to buy a book. Well, I just give you one side. I like, what? Like, I don't even know. So like, you think I know you? You want to come meet woman? So my dad no carries along. So I took my brother. Like, let's go. There's one person I want to show you today. See my babe. And I got there.
So proud,
bro. I was. Until I saw her and that person came, I was like, God. Yeah. I asked her, are you the person I'm waiting for? Oh, someone is. I was saying. So that was first question. I said, yes, it's me. You are so person. He said, yes. Like, Daryl. And my brother just went. My brother saw her, you're like, 3-4 steps backward. I started laughing. But I started laughing. I said, when we finished, he couldn't say anything. We're looking at each other. And we looked at each other for like 30 seconds, and he just busted into love. Like, you know, like, bro, what have we done? So it was crazy. I couldn't go home directly because I knew my brother. So when I went to my friend's house, and I'm like, bro, what I saw today? I saw terrible things. And I went to my brother, my friend, I think that was the only person I actually opened up to, like, this is what I saw. The idiot later cast me inside class, on that issue. So that was how it went. And it was a crazy experience. But since then, I actually like, very careful of long distance relationship or blind dates. So before I get serious or we say things, I have to see you, like meet you. In fact, I have conversations, right? And feel each other. So it's not like you are feeling any vibe. There's no vibe anyway. Let's meet first. Let me see if the vibe is actually like the same with the picture I'm seeing, the person, the personality. Not I'm not going to do this again. Because it's actually very crazy. And so she has that voice is the same note. Like, she has a very good voice, nice voice. So it was crazy, actually. So I learned a lesson there. Why are you all listening as if I'm doing someone? And everybody's doing well. Everybody's doing well. How?
I don't know if I feel bad for you.
Yeah, actually.
I don't know if I feel bad for you, I feel bad for the girl.
I feel bad for him. I feel bad for the girl.
I feel bad for the girl because she was.
No. See, it's like a case of you not getting what you ordered.
What you ordered. You're the recipient, you're the wrong order, but it actually affected her because she was already in love, and me, I was able to easily discover, because I was a bit popular then, so she knew me.
That was okay. Well, the second one I was supposed to go around was what people have done for us. Okay, this one I'll just be like, I'll send a shout out to my brother. He's amazing. And that boy, it's just not that he's getting older that I'm realizing that he's actually a very nice person. Because when he was younger, because I wash your pants. But the thing is, he's working. I needed money for something. My parents sent me a certain amount of money and I did not use it for what I was supposed to use it for. I spent it for something I was not supposed to spend it on. And I could not tell them that money is gone, that it has disappeared. My brother literally gave me his whole like salary and stuff for that. And he was earning 60 at that time. That was during COVID or during like 8-month strike. So he just gave me like everything to use it and sort out everything. When he sent it to me, I was like, are you sure? I was really surprised because are you sure you don't need this? I was really shocked. So I feel I felt very loved, very honored and everything. I did not expect that.
So man don't do something for you.
I'm not going to talk about man. I'm not going to talk about man.
Why?
I think my ex, there was a time I was really sick. I had period cramps. It was really bad. And it was during the strike, but I was in a private hostel. So I was still in school. So he came all the way from, was it K2 that I was staying then? His mom cooked, so he brought his mommy's food for me to eat.
Nice.
I think that was like one of the sweetest things that someone has ever done for me. So he brought jollof rice, he brought fried rice. He brought chicken.
Didn't you cook for somebody?
So yeah, all the way from his house. I knew that it wasn't easy for him to even get to school. So yeah, that was very, very sweet. I had food for like 3 days.
it was a whole stack now.
Yeah, really big plates. So yeah, that was really nice. Also, yeah, so many people have done things for me, like a lot. I can't even start mentioning my mom, my father. People have done a lot of things for me, but that's just something that was really distinct that I can remember right now.
I've done a lot of things for me, especially my family members, my siblings. So I'm not going to talk about my family, my siblings. So there's this. So there is this very close friend of mine, a female actually. Her name is Chinwe. She was in our department.
It's coming through for you people.
So this is the thing. She was in my department in year one.
It's your right.
She was in.
Sorry.
So she was in my department in year one. So she left after year one, but we still kept in touch.
Hold on. Which Chinwe. This.
Yes, now we were both. She was in ZLY in year one. Our department. So she left. We were not together in year one. Yes. So fast forward to year two when I was robbed and my phone, actually they took my phone. They took it with gunshot. So this babe, before that time, she was in school that time. So she called me. We linked up. So after they took my phone, that day I left. I was doing IT then. So I left. I was doing IT in school. No man, mommy, I used to run away from work. Once it's 12, one, I don't jack back. So that day, and I did not have a phone. So what do I want to be doing there? Around after 12 to 1, I left the house. I was just walking towards gate. So then I saw this babe. And when she saw me, she stopped and said, me, that she has been calling me since, that I did not do this, I did not do that. So I narrated to her, Benny, you've been calling me, did he go? That I don't have a phone anymore. They don't do me strokes. So she was like, oh, wow, this and that. And right there on the spot.
She gave you a new phone?
She removed her, she was in a an iPhone and an Android phone. So she really doesn't use the Android phone. so much. So she removed it from her bag. She removed her SIM cards, both of her SIM cards, from the phone. Instant, right there on the spot. She removed the SIM there. And she gave the phone to me. I'm like, guy, till today, I still respect that.
Because
even my friends, my so-called close friends then, they never did anything regarding me having a new phone then. But I'm like, wow, so somebody can actually do this for me. I felt so loved. So I collected the phone. As a matter of fact, the phone spoiled in my hand and I did not return it. And she never asked. So that's still part of the biggest sacrifices someone has done for
that's
me.
That's very good.
And I respect that so much. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. We've gone round. We've gone through the good ones and we went through the bad ones first.
So be bad.
And then.
Wait, I don't know about this. Why is it mine?
I don't have a bad.
We've gone to the bad one and we've gone to the good ones. So,
But then, I think at the end of the day, it was favorable to me because I could drive by the titles. So I let it.
Oh, voila.
So,
Okay.
Based on
sacrifices, you guys. So, what is the biggest sacrifice that you've ever done for someone, or what is the biggest sacrifice that someone has ever done to you that you felt loved? Please let us know on our WhatsApp.
I'll direct this question to Kanayo. Kanayo.
Oh. We should probably tag him.
Ask Kanayo.
What is the biggest sacrifice you've done?
If I've not done anything, make that sacrifice.
Make that sacrifice today. I don't think there's anything wrong
about making sacrifices.
There's nothing wrong.
I know you may feel stupid when you do some things, but then they are bound to happen.
You tell it to your friends, they realize
when you are doing it, though. When you are saying it.
Yeah.
Like when I was saying what I did, this guy was laughing at me. So you feel stupid, to be honest. It's in retrospect that you know.
Yeah, exactly. When I lived my own experience with my friends, they were like, oh, you just laugh like, let me see your life.
I used to cook for this my beef there. All of you were laughing that. So you used to cook for beef.
Exactly. So
and it was on a regular basis then. Steadily. You know the funny part? I used to risk my own freedom because if they should know that this guy is not in the house, if my father should find out that I'm not in the house at so time. Trouble gets serious beating. So I will still risk that. I'm going to give this baby food. Spend like 5-10 minutes there before I go.
Get yourself a skirt.
Of course.
Get yourself a skirt. That will risk for you. Take risks for you.
Little sacrifice like test our faith in each other.
Yeah. It goes a long way in building trust and building relationships amongst people.
When I was talking to him, like, I said something that people don't forget. They may not actually reciprocate the way they are meant to, but they don't forget. So just if you keep doing good and any sacrifice you can make for your relationship, but just be sure it's worth it and you are doing it for the right person at the right time too.
Please, while making sacrifices as well, please also learn to keep boundaries, like set boundaries, because there are some sacrifices where you could be the only person who would put out too much.
And you could even be manipulated into too much. There's actually manipulation as well.
Make sure that you're not being manipulated.
If your partner is very, very manipulative, you're going to sacrifice everything.
Exactly. So you hear them like, be able to
open your eyes.
Use your eyes.
Be wise. The street is not smiling, no. So anybody that you meet now, while you are making sacrifices, set boundaries so that you not be used or manipulated to give more than you can even give. And some people would actually sacrifice and give, especially if they know that you are the one in love, and they'll give so much of themselves, and at the end of the day, they won't even have nothing of themselves to give. And then when the relationship is over, you realize that you wasted years. You wasted time, you wasted resources, I don't like wasting feelings. And you just had nothing to come out of that except only a whole lot of bad experiences from, and you just become scarred unnecessarily. So just.
I think the reason why we are saying this thing, that it sounds stupid, is that most of the sacrifices are not anywhere. Right, so that's why it's like, so if you are being manipulated at the end of the day, it doesn't work well, it sounds stupid. Let's say, maybe in any of our story, we got married, or any one of us there that has told that story actually got married to the person, you are going to like look back and like, sound like a good love story. So that's why you have to like open your eyes and be very discerning
about, especially about the person you're sacrificing for. Exactly. So you know who you're sacrificing for at the end of the day. Exactly. It's not just
know
like
what you're sacrificing. Know what there are some things that you should not sacrifice. Don't sacrifice your school fees. You never job finish. Go sacrifice money.
That was a deal.
Almost see. Even so, if the person is worth it, there are some things that you should not give.
Let's say your partner is like undergoing a life is being threatened. It has threatening disease, and wants to go for surgery. Oh yeah.
I know they're going to increase our school fees soon to like 150k.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
you now got a job 150k.
You need 150k to complete the surgery.
Yeah,
you're all right. Are you going to add it?
Feel like I say, nah, RIP, bro. He was a good man.
He was loved. Why
he was loved. My best memory of Banji.
I love you, but God loves you.
God loves you more.
God took you.
Exit of a great icon. God too soon. The angels are expecting exit. Glorious exit.
The world lost a gem.
The world lost a gem. The angels are expecting one of theirs.
We lost one, ever gained one.
There are some sacrifices that are stupidity, please. Let's use your sense at the end of the day. Bye to everyone and keep making sacrifices.
Make that sacrifice today.
Make that sacrifice today. Bye, guys.